ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing the seventh supplication of this prayer manual, and that is on Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's dua during incidents of sorrow, painful occasions, and intense grief. We just discussed verse number 7, and we tried to complete the discussion on this verse. We came to realize that any phenomenon that transpires in this world is by Allah's leave. And if Allah makes anything happen, no one can try to challenge that thing to happen. Ultimately, whatever will happen is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And we looked at some verses in this regard. Today we will look at other verses to understand this reality better.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 35, verse number 2, says, whatever mercy Allah unfolds for the people, no one can withhold it. And whatever He withholds, no one can release it except Him. And He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. From here, we have some very important points to ponder upon. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that anything that Allah will open of His mercy, no one can block that, because no one has any power of his own. Anything that a person wants to do, it's by Allah's power. And therefore, when Allah wants something to happen, it will not allow anything to even do whatever it wants. It has, for example, it wills to, let's say, destroy a person. It cannot do that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow that to happen. Why? Because existentially, Allah has control over that person. So coercively, you will find that the person will not be able to do anything. Either he will get sick or bedridden, or another phenomenon will transpire that will not allow him to do what he wants to do. Anything that Allah wants it to happen will happen. And whatever Allah wants to block, however a person struggles with all the means that he apparently sees, he will see that he will not be able to do anything. And then at the end, Allah says, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. These are two important names that actually explain the whole sentence of the words. Aziz is somebody who is invincible in power. His power is unconquerable. His power is unchallengeable. You see, every power is submissive to Allah's power. Rather, every power is Allah's power. And therefore, we cannot say that, you know, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be challenged by a certain despot, for example, by him doing whatever Allah doesn't want. Existentially, no one can defeat Allah. So Aziz shows that Allah's power is like that. No one can defeat. Whatever he wants will happen. Whatever he doesn't want will not happen. And then, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is not like the lay person who is ignorant. And sometimes you'll find that a good thing is happening. He will try to block that good thing, apparently. Why? Because he is jealous, for example. It's not out of wisdom, it's out of jealousy. So whenever we see some, you know, apparently you find that this is a good action, why was it blocked? Why did this person block? And why did Allah allow this to be blocked, for example? Sometimes, you know, let's say two people are getting married. These two people are very good for each other. But we don't know the secrets of what will happen afterwards. And somebody, due to jealousy, tries to make it in such a way that they don't get to each other and the marriage breaks or that it doesn't what happen just because of, you know, the chit-chat of some people. And when this happens, the third person thinks that, you know, why did Allah make this happen? He doesn't realize that although that person who did all that was wrong and he will get what he has to face, but when Allah allowed that, it is out of hikmah and wisdom. That is one of the most profound and understanding of the phenomena of what happens. Sometimes we think, oh, it's because of this satanic force that this happened to. Let's say we look at an example of the Palestinians and the Zionists that are perpetrating these massacres. Yes, what they are doing is completely wrong, but when this thing is allowed to happen by Allah's power, it is out of mercy and wisdom. Afterwards, we will come to realize that those people who, for example, died as martyrs, they got a very high level, such that they would say, I wish I came back and got martyred and went back. I sacrificed. Or, for example, those who are in very difficult circumstances, you find that a future awaits for them that is good for this world and the hereafter, and so on. So any phenomenon that we see, it is out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom. This is in chapter Fatir, verse number 2.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
The second very important verse is chapter 3, verse number 160. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Which means, if Allah helps you, no one can overcome you. But if He forsakes you, who will help you after him? So in Allah, let all the faithful put their trust. So you leave your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that, you know, no one can overpower. If Allah wants good for you, no one can do anything. Now, this is something very important, that you entrust your affairs on Allah and expect the best from him, because he only wants the best for his servants. Inshallah, we'll continue with our discussion in our next session. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را